Dr. Friedman.
Hey, Dr. Friedman, this is John with Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good, John. I just got back from Las Vegas. And,
yeah.
You know, at this point, I'm going to put, I think I'm going to go with the other company.
Okay.
Because I already have everything done. I'll keep your information, and, when we're hopeful that we're going to be opening up the second site within 6 months.
Perfect.
So, and then the third site will be possibly 3 months after that, because the second site is already built out. It's my partner's. So I'll keep that with me, but I just, you know, it's like one thing after another. I just don't want to. So if it doesn't pan out, if this other company, when, you know, at the last minute, at the 12th hour, you know, says something mm-hmm. different, then I'll give you a call back. But
yeah.
Everything is ready.
Well, yeah. Okay. With us, if you had like all your information on file and then they do fall through, we'd be able to move a little bit quicker. You see what I'm saying? So you might still want to just send in that information that I emailed you to, because, if it's already there and we show you the programs, and you know what, we might even have a more competitive rate than what they have. So it might behoove you. It would take literally, we have our one-page app and then the two supporting documents.
I had already filled that out and I already got ready to do it. And then I just said, you know, at this point, but one of the things you may want to check is some of the reviews for your company are not very good.
Oh, really? Which site were you checking on? Google?
Not Google, the other one. Well,
Glassdoor?
No, it's a one of those sites that do fraud or something.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
What did they say?
They just said that your rates were not, you said one thing, and then when it came time to do it, it was a different rate. Look, as a physician, believe me, I know about, reviews.
Definitely.
People who are happy don't review you. People who are unhappy are the ones that want to review you.
Exactly.
No, you're preaching to the choir.
Yeah.
You know, I've had literally thousands of patients, and then I get one schmuck who didn't like whatever. I had one person, we had to cancel his appointment because my office manager had a family emergency.
Yeah.
Because of that, what happened was that he wrote up a bad review on Yelp. Can you imagine 90 minutes before my appointment they had to cancel? 90 minutes. Do you know how many patients don't show up for their appointments?
Yeah.
This guy, we gave him an hour and a half warning that we couldn't, we had to reschedule him, and mm-hmm. it's on there, and I can't get him to remove it.
No,
believe me, I understand. You may want to go and just check it out.
Do you, like I asked before, do you remember which site or where it came from?
Let me see. It was one of those crazy ones.
Yeah, there's so many out there nowadays. Everyone, you know, comes up with these new sites, whether, you know, that mimic Yelp or Glassdoor, Manta. There's so many different ones.
No, it was one of these others that that when you go to Google and you put your name in,
I'll do that real quick.
Then it sends you to another site. It sends you to another website. It's not Google. Google sends you to another website, and I just can't remember the name of it. But it's one of these things where it's a nasty site. You know, it only tells, you know, people that are, if you have a bad thing against you, I can't think of it. I just, sorry.
No, I'm throwing it on Google now. I'm going to check a couple different things.
Okay.
I definitely appreciate that. Yeah, definitely.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay.